Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Let's get more now on this decision by Met Éireann to upgrade its nationwide orange weather warning to a red warning for the counties of Clare, Cork, Kerry and Limerick, with Storm Éowyn expected to bring significant wind and rain. Michelle Dillon from Met Éireann is on the line now with the very latest on this. Michelle, I know you've been meeting your colleagues there this morning, and this decision has emerged now to issue the red warning. It's a very serious storm that's on the way. What are we expecting?
Good morning, Claire. Yes, this is a really powerful storm. It's been powered by a very strong jet stream, and it's all originating really from over in America, where we've had a cold Arctic outbreak. And the big contrast between that and the much milder air to the south has really developed this very strong jet stream. And that's what's going to enhance and create this really significant, powerful storm. It's going to be a standout storm.
So what you saw coming for Clare, Cork, Kerry and Limerick prompted you and your colleagues now to issue this red warning. So what can they expect?
Well, we can expect wind gusts in excess of 130 kilometres per hour. So that's really destructive, dangerous wind gusts. So coming initially from a south-southeasterly direction and veering around to a westerly direction. With that, some very high seas too, so some coastal flooding and some heavy rainfall for a time also. But really the significant feature of this storm is the wind, and I mean significant means speeds as well, getting up to, you know, violent storm force 11 there on coastal areas, possibly even touching on hurricane force mean speeds there on in coastal parts. So this is hugely significant. Now, bear in mind, we're monitoring latest information all the time. So we've initially extended the red warning for those counties, but we will be extending the red warning up along the western seaboard. Now, we're just checking on timings. It'll be coming in a little bit later then for Galway, Mayo up to Donegal, but really anywhere across the country is at risk, and we'll be monitoring the situation throughout today and into tomorrow. But so do expect
just that's a certainty then that the red warning will be extended up the coast, Michelle.
It is, yeah.
And what we're talking about here is danger to life, just to be very clear to people.
It is indeed. I mean, these winds are so highly unusual here. We just need to stay indoors. In a red warning, that is the advice, to stay indoors. But I mean, prepare now for this event. This is what we're doing. We're getting that information out there that people can tie down any loose structures and really just batten down the hatches.
Mm-hmm. So this red warning then, it starts at 3 a.m. on Friday. Is that right?
That's correct, and that lasts until 10 o'clock for those counties. Now, this storm, it's tracking, you know, in from the west and moving up along, the centre of the storm coming close to the northwest coast, but the core of the strongest winds coming around from a southwesterly to a westerly direction will be moving up from the southwest across the country. So everywhere we'll be getting those really damaging, dangerous gusts at different stages as the system moves up along the country. So starting off in the south and southwest, and then coming, as I said, more to the west coast then as we go through Friday morning, but also extending inland. So all areas seeing these really damaging, dangerous winds, the Midlands also, but anywhere is at risk. So really just of being upgraded to red. But as I said, everywhere is nationwide orange for now, and the red warning for those four counties, but that will be extended further up along the west coast today, but then, you know, maybe further counties added in also.
Right. So we need to keep an eye on that. So when you say 3 a.m. till 10, is that 10 a.m? It's that 7 hour period, is it?
That's exactly. So that's embedded within the longer orange wind warning, nationwide wind warning. But 3 a.m. to 10 a.m. for those counties for the red, and then it'll be a little bit later then, we'll be issuing there for Galway and Mayo shortly enough, a little bit later starting, a little bit later to finish.
Okay. And Michelle, you've mentioned the very strong winds. What about rain? Is there a danger of flooding?
Yes, so we've also just issued now a yellow rainfall warning for Cork, Kerry and for Waterford. That's from 9 o'clock on Thursday night until 3 o'clock on Friday morning. So some heavy rain, especially there in the south. So some flooding can be expected. Now, that rainfall will be extending up across the country. There will even be some transient falls of sleet and snow in the north and the northwest, but turning back to rain. But some heavy rain overnight, Thursday night, especially there further to the south. And then that will be clearing northwards, but further showers or longer spells of rain to follow then on Friday. I suppose the more persistent rain further to the north. So it's a multi-hazard event, but this, with the main feature being these very stormy conditions.
Okay, and we will watch and see and wait. You expect, or you're telling us, there is no doubt that the red warning is going to be extended. So we wait for further news throughout the day. Michelle, for now, thank you very much. That's Michelle Dillon there from Met Air.